Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ryan Teets. The New Testament reading today is from Mark 13, 1-23. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will be left not here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." As he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, what will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come to my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines, but these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death. And father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you'll be hated by all the world for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where he ought not to be, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down nor enter his house to take anything out. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas for the women who are pregnant and those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not happen in winter. For in those days there will be such tribulation that has not been since the beginning of the creation that God created until now and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, whom he chose, he shortened the days. But then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be on guard. I have told you all these things beforehand. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Wars and rumors of wars. What a rough text that greets us today. Wars and rumors of wars. This is a tumultuous text that Mark gives us here in Mark 13. And it's hard not to be scared. It's one thing to think of it when it was first given. They were crazy times and tumultuous times. But the truth is, wars and rumors of wars, upheaval, tumult, trial, this continues. Wars, rumors of wars, upheaval, torment, what's going to happen next? What does that look like right now for you? It takes so many different shapes and forms. And in the midst of this, Jesus says the following thing, "But the one who endures to the end will be saved." And even this isn't the most settling. What does he mean here? I need to work harder. but it's actually quite the contrary. Because the one who says this, our Lord Jesus, is the one who has made you his child by those waters of baptism. He is the one who called you by name and says, "You are mine." And by calling you his child, that means he loves you no matter what falls apart. In the midst of all of your tumult, turmoil, whatever that's looking like for you, he says, "I love you and I'm not going to let you go." And as you go through this journey with all of its trials, tribulations, he says, "I am here. I feed you with my precious body and blood to sustain your faith. You hear my word. I carry you until that day in which you will see me face to face. Oh, wars and rumors of wars certainly continue, but thanks be to God who says, 'I love you. I hear, I am here. I sustain you. I will never let you go until that day in which you will see me face to face.'" To which we say, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen." We continue with our prayer. O Lord, by your bountiful goodness, release us from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our weakness we have brought upon ourselves, that we may stand firm until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.